In today's video, part two of our discussion on ERG software, you'll learn about implementation, where to start, common challenges, and integration with your CSR or corporate social responsibility program, and more. Let's make a social impact. Hi everyone, I'm Carl. Welcome to the Social Impact Show, where CSR professionals get the latest strategies and tips to help them scale and grow their CSR and goodness programs. So today's guest, her name is Stephanie Mo. She is a social impact lead with AAA, Northern California, Nevada, Utah. Thanks, Stephanie, for joining us today.
Yeah, happy to be here. Thank you.
So when looking to implement ERG software, where would you start? Like, what did that process look for you at AAA?
When we decided on the software, I really started by just getting alignment and aligning all of my internal stakeholders. So having a conversation with my manager, the ERG manager and the ERG chairs, as well as, you know, internal business partners like our comms team and of course IT, just making sure that everybody was aligned and on board. From there, it was honestly pretty simple. I think having worked with Benevity, having them as a vendor, having, you know, worked with them for 5 years now, it was pretty simple. I worked really closely with the Benevity team and they really made it pretty easy. We tried to do as much of the heavy lifting as possible for the ERG chairs, so they didn't have a lot of extra work on their plate. They all have other jobs to focus on, not to mention their other ERG work. So tried to make it as simple as possible, had some pre-baked content that was ready to go when we went live. And then we had a couple training sessions for myself as an admin and then the ERG chairs, just to make sure that they understood how to navigate the site, how to post, how to find reports, things like that. But it really went smoothly.
So before implementation, actually, I've always asked several guests this, how do you go about getting, I guess, your leadership or executives? And maybe you had an easy time at AAA, but what advice would you give to other, people who are thinking about ERG software? How would you go about, getting buy-in from your executives or leadership or the company in general for ERG software?
Yeah, that the buy-in is always the trickiest part. I think just making a strong case for it. For us, it was that we had no real way and no workaround at the time for tracking, like accurately tracking ERG membership and engagement. So just really proving that this was a solution for that helped to get the green light. And then, of course, having it be with a known partner that we've worked with made it a lot easier. And that it integrated also with our giving and volunteering software was a big part of it too, because our ERGs are so focused on giving back that having it be seamless was really important as well. So I think just, finding out what problems the software is going to solve for your organization and presenting that is going to be the best way to get the buy-in.
Now let's shift over to implementation. What was the biggest challenge that you and your team overcame when looking at the implementation process?
Yeah, it went really smoothly overall. Like from a technical perspective, there weren't any hiccups there. I honestly think it was just the behavior change, because our ERGs have been up and running for years now, and they were just very used to, our intranet and chat and the member meetings and member newsletters being like the only channels of communication. Introducing this new space for them to go to find information, just kind of like a behavioral change. And making sure that we always have fresh, engaging content for people to interact with when they get there and when they check would probably be the biggest things. But technically, there were no major hurdles, thankfully.
And do you have any advice for your peers who are looking to adopt ERG software?
Do it. Definitely do it. If you don't have, our intranet just didn't have the capabilities to create that kind of space. And I'm not sure that any of them do. If yours does, that's great. Ours did not. So this really does create that community, especially if you're trying to get an ERG program off the ground. Having that space for them initially is going to be a huge benefit in helping to build those groups and to scale those programs. It really has created, not just a space for the individual ERGs to connect, but for all of the ERGs. They have their own spot to share and engage, and it's been really great.
So how important is the integration between ERG and CSR, in your opinion? And what impact do you think it will have?
Yeah, it's been pretty critical. Again, our ERGs have a big focus on giving back. And we've created a lot of custom content over the years. It's great that when they are talking about a giving opportunity or a volunteering opportunity, it's just a click away. And if they open the link, it's seamless. So that functionality was pretty critical for us. I think, you know, especially over the last couple of years, and to use a term that I heard at Goodness Matters, you know, it's really, we're seeing increasing desire and importance on connecting inclusion and impact and having that space, especially when that space talks to your giving and volunteering platform there, it really helps to make that connection for you. So yeah, it's been pretty critical for us to make sure that the two systems talk to each other. And it's been really nice to have that there, because the last thing anybody wants is like just another thing to go to and another place to log in. So just knowing that they interchange very nicely has been very helpful.
And what has been the most positive impact since you've implemented ERG software?
Yeah, just that increased sense of community. Again, I think I've said it a few times, but like the chats were really where it was happening, like for the ERGs on a daily basis. But that, you know, we didn't have a chat group with every ERG member inside of it. You know, that would be hundreds of people and crazy. So, but we do have now this space where it's a community where all the ERGs are. So, you know, frequently, you know, our ERGs share each other's events in their content. Again, they would do it in the chat, but now it's just all in one spot. If you're a member of an ERG, you can see what all the ERGs want to share with everybody. It's all there. So that central place has just been a game changer in making people feel, I think, more of a sense of belonging, which we know is so critical right now, and which is why people join ERGs in the first place.
Yeah. So Stephanie, if our audience wanted to connect and reach out to you, what would be the best place to reach you?
Absolutely. You can send me a message on LinkedIn or shoot me an email. I'm at stephanie.mo@arizona.aaa.com.
Thank you for listening to the Social Impact Show. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe. Then visit benevity.com to access some of the resources mentioned in this episode, along with tons of other insights to help you grow your program. Music provided by Ikeson. For questions or topics you want us to cover, reach us at podcast@benevity.com. Until next time, be a force for good.